Act 3.
Part 7.
They have not followed us into the house, as anyone else would have done. They must be ashamed.
They have been eating muffins. That looks like repentance to me.
They don't seem to notice us at all. Couldn't you cough?
But I haven't got a cough.
They're looking at us. How dare they?
They're coming towards us. How presumptuous of them.
Let us remain silent and dignified.
Certainly. It is the only thing to do now.
This dignified silence is rather unpleasant.
Yes, I agree. It is.
But we will not be the first to speak.
Certainly not.
Mr. Worthing, I have something to ask you. Your reply is extremely important.
Gwendolyn, I value your common sense. Mr. Moncrief, I would be grateful if you would answer the following question. Why did you pretend to be my guardian's brother?
In order that I might have the opportunity of meeting you.
That seems a satisfactory explanation, does it not?
Yes, dear. If you can believe him.
I don't believe him. But it is a wonderful answer.
That is true. If you were talking about something very serious, the style of what you say is much more important than the sincerity. Mr. Worthing, why did you pretend to have a brother? Was it in order that you could come to town as often as possible to see me?
Can you doubt that, Miss Fairfax?
I have very strong doubts, but I intend to ignore them. Their explanations appear to be quite satisfactory, especially Mr. Worthing's. His answer seems to me to be particularly truthful.
I am very happy with what Mr. Moncrief said. The sound of his voice alone makes me feel certain that I should believe him.
Then do you think we should forgive them?
Yes. I mean, no.
I agree. I had forgotten something. We have ideals which we must not ignore. Which of us should tell them? The task is not a pleasant one.
Could we not both speak to them at the same time?
That is an excellent idea. I nearly always speak at the same time as other people. Are you ready?
Certainly.
Your first names are a problem that cannot be solved. That is all.
Our first names? Is that all? But we are going to be baptized later this afternoon.
Are you really prepared to do this terrible thing for my sake?
I am.
Are you really prepared to face this awful ordeal to please me?
I am.
How absurd to talk about the equality of the sexes. Men are infinitely better than us at self-sacrifice.
We are.
They have moments of courage of which we women know nothing.
Darling.
Darling.
Lady Bracknell is here.
Good heavens!